Can you tell me about your background?
I was born in North Yorkshire, the daughter of an industrial chemist who worked at ICI in Billingham. And we lived in a village called Yarm, which had quite a long established history going back to Roman times. And we had a modern house there. My father would go into work each day from Yarm.
What kind of work did he do?
Well, he was an industrial chemist and he managed a factory.
And for the record, what year were you born?
I was born in 1928.
Can you talk about the rest of your family?
I'm an only child, so I was brought up as an only child, obviously. The only other thing of interest, perhaps, is that my mother was also diabetic and had been ever since I was 2 years old.
Which type of diabetes did she have?
In both cases, type 1.
Can you talk to me about how the diagnosis of diabetes for you came about?
Well, my mother spotted it. Simple as that. And they took me up to Newcastle on Tyne to a child specialist, I suppose he was, James Spence. He then later became Sir James Spence. And he put me onto modern treatment. And then after he got me on the straight and narrow, he then took my mother in hand and put her onto a more modern treatment.
When you say a more modern treatment, what had your mother's regime been before?
Huge quantities of insulin and no carbohydrate. Why she wasn't permanently faint with hypoglycemia, I shall never know. But she seemed to keep going.
So what was the modern treatment prescribed for you?
What they then called a high carbohydrate diet, which was 200 grams of carbohydrate a day, and of course insulin. The insulin has changed over the years since then, and I've no recollection, I'm afraid, of the different kinds I've had over the years.